Coach Harbaugh said the third preseason game, it's just another regular preseason game. He doesn't, you know, other coaches say the third is when you decide everything and starters play the most. And has he told you guys it's just another preseason game, or how do you guys approach it?
Well, you know, we approach it just like any other week, you know, just prepare, go out and just get ready to play. We really don't know what's going on, you know. As the week go on and as the weeks keep going on, you know, we'll just go day by day, you know. That's all you can do.
So he doesn't tell you how much certain people are going to play in this game?
No.
Ted, what excites you about your role in the offense this season?
Well, you know, I'm just being able to go out and compete, be on the field as a receiver, you know, and just compete with my team and keep playing as a group.
Have you ever seen special teams players embrace their role like they do here in San Francisco?
Look at Hester. He's a starter at Chicago, you know. So just coming here and being here and just being labeled as a special teamer is not what they go by all the time, you know. They go wild and they prepare you to be a player at the end of the day.
Has the weight that you added in the offseason helped you as a receiver? Did you see any benefits of it?
Not really. You know, just going out, just compete, just keep having fun. And you know, it is a blessing to have the extra pounds. You know, it might be able to carry me on throughout the year. You know, but for the most part, I don't feel any different.
In terms of just makes you a little bit more durable to have some extra muscle on?
Well, yeah. You know, when you're playing, you know, kick returner, punt returner, and, you know, you do the little things that you do for the offense.
You like playing special teams, Ted?
I mean, yeah. You know, it's just another attribute to who I am. You know, I just go out and, you know, and try to make my plays.
Don't you have to be a little bit crazy, though, to play special teams?
I don't think so.
Really?
Nah. I'll just go out. It's just like any other phase of the game, you know. Just go out and just compete, you know. As far as my case, catch the ball and just have fun doing it.
From the sidelines, it looks a little more dangerous than the other aspects.
I'd probably say punt returns about it. Everything goes, you know, straightforward and hit or miss.
Do you think there are things that Brad Seeley does that make it easier for someone to break big plays, to make things happen?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, Brad Seeley is one of the top special teams guys, coaches, you know, in the game right now. He's been around a long time, seen a lot of football. So a lot of things he say out of his mouth, you know, really shows up on the field from time to time.
Can you think of anything specific that he does that's unique to him, different from other coaches? Even if it's something like
Well, you know, just no matter who you are, you know, from the top-ranked guy to the small-ranked guy, you know, he going to tell you what you did wrong or what you did right, you know. Sometimes you don't get that from everybody.
Do you see yourself as a wide receiver first and a special teamer second?
Yeah. You know, and that's how I've been trying to, you know, showcase myself as an NFL player.
What do you think it was? People have a hard time answering this question. This team's turnover rate, this team's level of turnovers last year was incredibly low. Is there something that the coaches did, that the team did together that helped make such a big difference?
You know, that was one of our phases when we went into the game was to try to keep the ball in our hands as much as possible. You know, and just doing all the stats and different things like that and just learning more about the game, you know, you realize that the less that you have turnovers, you know, the more games that you're possible to win when it's tight, you know. So we just went out, and that was one of our things that we expressed throughout the whole week was, you know, keeping the ball and not turning it over, you know, be able to, you know, help us stick it out in them rough games.
It seems like a lot of coaches talk about that, and a lot of teams say they talk about it. And you guys went out and did it. Is it different? Do they talk about it more on other teams when things start to go wrong?
No, it's just the action of the course of the year. You know, sometimes you go out and you talk about it, and then you go out, you have three or four or five fumbles, you know, really mess up the flow of, you know, protecting the ball, you know. And we went out and, you know, didn't have that many, so it was an offense. It was somebody, you know, it was big in our deal, you know, so they made us understand it more and more and more daily.
Ted, right now, Jim has, or the depth chart shows four starting wide receivers, you being one of them. Do you feel like you've been given that opportunity to really show this training camp what you can bring to the table as a wide receiver?
I mean, yeah, especially coming off the injury, not being able to be in the OTAs and, you know, the different little spotlights that you'd be able to showcase yourself, and being able to come in as an older guy in camp, and being able just to showcase that everybody has already showed what they have and still be considered as a starter or in that elite group, you know, it's a blessing.
What do you think of the other three guys?
Three or four first round draft picks, you know, all on one squad. So, you know, we're great guys. You know, we just go out and compete, and however it turned out to go, it turned out, you know.
Do you like your chances of starting against Green Bay?
I mean, yeah, who doesn't? I mean, who wouldn't, you know, to go out opener and be a starter, you know, but that doesn't make you actual, it don't give you the win, you know, so. Hey, however it plays out.
Are you a better wide receiver right now than you've ever been?
I mean, yeah. You know, you as you get older, you know, you start to mature, you start to get more wiser, you know. The game is coming to you more and more, you know. So, you know, just go wild and just keep competing and, you know, being in a system that you have another year with, you know. I'd have been in systems where, you know, every year they didn't change, so. You know, just the understanding of it is make you be who you can be.
Two more guys.
What does somebody like LaMichael James, who's really starting to learn how to be a punt returner, have to learn to do it well at this level?
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult when you're out here in San Fran because of the win factor. You know, if you can fight through this win and learn the flights of the ball and the turnovers and different things like that, I mean, you'll basically go anywhere and be kind of great, you know. But, you know, you just got to sit there and just concentrate on you know, the tail ends of the ball and the directions and how to play the game and who's the punter and different things like that. And as he go on and keep continue to get better, you know, he'll be fine.
Look, kid. Any easier when it goes from Candlestick to across the road? You know, so as far as the
Right now, I don't really know. You know,
Candlestick.
Yeah, Candlestick. You know, I really didn't have a bad days in Candlestick yet. So, kind of blessed there. I had some tough days out there in practice. You know, well, that's where Andy playing the games that he plays. So. But, you know, for the most part, you know, as it go on, as the times go on, we just see how it goes.